set me the scene here. You're looking over these, and you got your case files there or whatever, and are you going down the list thinking, is this everybody or what? Are you?
Yeah, I gave them all the credit. I don't know those people.
I don't know those people.
I never met any of those people.
Okay. And so you simply just know that...
I didn't give them Furyk, I didn't give them Fedorenko, and I didn't give them Biplane.
Okay. And that was intentional?
That was intentional, because I knew them.
Uh-huh. And the rest of them?
I gave them Gentile, which was Rod's case.
Uh-huh.
And I gave them all of that stuff. All of the current ones, and stuff in Moscow, S&T operations that I knew about.
Now, what's that, S&T?
Well, technical operations, I should say. We were shipping a container across the transit from Japan, containerized cargo.
Uh-huh.
We would ship it from Japan to, I think, Holland, using various shipping companies and everything, and a ship to Nafoka, then on the transit across, and then to Holland. And in that container was a very, very sophisticated collection of sensors. Because the transit, you know, the only way to get from one end of the Soviet Union to the other, you can't put it on a truck and drive stuff on trucks and drive it. And so we knew that Soviet warheads, nuclear warheads, were transported on transit from when they were made to the missile fields out there by China.
Uh-huh.
And the transit was double track, one or two tracks.
Uh-huh.
You have to do this way, you have to do this way. And our container traveling east, traveling west from my blood company for Europe.
Under some other name, they took
tremendous volumes of freight, so we're all talking about this cargo from one company.
But it wouldn't be American.
The idea was that electronic equipment from somewhere in Europe being repaired and refurbished by one of these major places in Hong Kong or something.
Uh-huh.
And while our container was traveling west, so the warheads would be traveling east.
Uh-huh.
And they would pass.
Uh-huh.
We had about 10 meters to each other.
Right.
And neutral, you know, quantities of neutrons and other radiation would be flowing out of these warheads. Not a dangerous one, but really sophisticated sensors would pick them all up.
Huh.
So that was the plan.
What would that do for you?
That would enable us to possibly identify the yield and some other specific information about the...
So it's going to tell you about
the warhead.
It's the composition of the warhead. Yeah. And you can tell that just from...
And there was a lot of some things you could tell by picking up.
Wow.
If you could get within 10 meters of it, you could sense it. And so here's the chance to put a lot of heavy and otherwise, you know, bulky and...
Yeah.
Delicate sensors into a package that they would actually get when it came in.
Wow.
Clever.
Yeah, it is.
Really clever.
Did it work?
No.
It did?
No. We ran by about two or three times and they started getting some stuff. And then they were starting to tweak it to maybe try and get something, but no one knew whether it would work or not. And then I gave it away.
Huh. Wow.
They were already speculating. However, about putting the man in the package.
Oh, really?
You know, insanity. They definitely would have
This is amazing. I didn't know they did that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. That's neat.
Yeah. That's pretty.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. You see the volume of containerized cargo is
such that you could do that in
the whole possible way. Check it out. I mean, that's probably narcotics for you.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. So there's a way to stop it.
The names and that, and other operations like that?
We had gone down a manhole in Moscow Street into classified communications cables. And I don't know what those belonged to, because I didn't know much about the operation, but I gave myself on the cable. And I got out on the street block in Moscow. And set it up. And I had a cable, a couple of cables regarding something that was done that winter in that spring, where a stage dumpster's gone out, gotten out black, and down in the manhole, and take some more pictures of the terminals and the stuff like that. We were hooking up stuff to it, broadcasting it back out. And that was apparently a very productive operation, but I don't know much
about it. Did these things have like operation names, like operation?
Yeah, CKCAW was the manhole.
CKCAW?
Stuff underneath PAW. And CK absorbed, you know, it'd be a good choice for the container.